I'm Henrik Kronqvist, and I'm the Dean of the Argus College of Business and Economics at Chapman University in Southern California. And today we're thrilled to be talking to Amanda Munoz, who is MBA class of 2013. And she's a director for key accounts with the brand Too Faced Cosmetics with Estee Lauder.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tori Nguyen. I'm the class of 2026, and I'm your Argos College of Business and Economics Senator. And we're so happy to have Amanda here with us today. I'm going to kick off the first question by diving deep into makeup. I love doing makeup myself. Funnily enough, I was at Sephora yesterday for Valentine's Day. As you guys will see, this podcast will be posted later. But I wanted to ask Amanda, what is your experience working with it? Do you notice that it's more on the fun side? Do you have to keep up with trends and facts more? What is your perspective on marketing and selling Too Faced in itself?
Thank you for having me today. First off, it's an honor to be here. I love my Chapman. So thanks for having me. Yeah, so it is a very exciting, fast-paced environment. I'm sure you saw it before. It was probably packed on a Wednesday for Valentine's Day. We actually, depending on what store you were at, we had some events going on at South Coast Plaza. So I don't know if you saw us there, but it is very exciting. It is so fun. The industry is so fast moving, and especially with Gen Zers being so involved with the buying process and really loving to comment on brands and ask for things specifically, like, I love this product, but I wish it did this. It is a little crazy at times, I will be honest, when you're kind of in the inside of the company trying to understand what everyone wants and is the product really holding up to what you're saying. So it is a little stressful because when you are on the inside, you have goals that you have to hit and you have selling objectives and KPIs. So it is a little stressful. So it isn't as fun, I'm just being fully transparent, as maybe a consumer going in and shopping. However, I am so passionate about it, and it is so fun to have the conversations with someone like you and say, what are you looking for? What are your concerns? Like, what is our mascara not doing for you right now? So even though it is a little stressful and it's a very different experience as being a client versus being someone who's developing the products and going to market with it, it is still very fun. So if you can kind of level set and understand that there is a little pressure behind the scenes, however, it is so much fun to just really try to connect with the clients and understand what they need, what they want, and then build those products. Because there's nothing better than when we go to market and we have been working on something for a year and we know it's going to be so revolutionary, so much innovation has gone into it. We're going to message it differently. And then the customer actually gets it and loves it. And we see the videos, we see the TikTokers like flipping out and saying, oh my gosh, I love this. I've been wanting something like this. Like, that is what kind of makes us keep doing it. So it is very fun. It's very fast paced, but if it's something you're passionate about, you're going to love what you're doing every day. So yeah, it's exciting. I'm interested to see what you bought from Sephora. We'll talk after this. I want to know what you took home. So
that's great. So Amanda, so you've made a career in the retail industry and with several different luxury brands and really well-regarded brands. So Oakley, Luxottica, and now Estee Lauder. So, you know, how do our students who are interested in going into this industry, how do they best prepare?
Yeah, so something that I think is really humbling to do, but needed to do, is when you're maybe in your undergrad or if you do MBA right out, if you have the ability to work at the retail level and really be at the ground level when a customer is at the last touch point where they're making that buying decision. So if they're, you know, if you're wanting to get into tech, maybe you go work at an Apple store. If you're wanting to get into fashion, go work for a brand that is, you know, I worked for Ann Taylor Loft and I had very hefty sales goals of we need to build the baskets. And so I really understood how to merchandise through the experience and how do I get somebody in the changing room and help her build her wardrobe, not just sell her one dress. So I think even though, you know, like I said, humbling, you go to college and you don't want to start going and working for a store, a retail store, maybe, you know, it is something that everyone I've always talked to that are later down in their careers said was so pivotal. In cosmetics, people say how, you know, work behind the counter. It's an old phrase. They don't really have counters anymore, but work behind the counter, understand how the customer is using the products. So then when you're 10 years down the line making decisions, you can go, wait, I remember they said that that product was too oily, or they didn't like how they had to reach behind this display and it just was kind of clunky and it made them not even want to grab the product. So when you're actually sitting and making these decisions of how you go to market, you're going to remember those conversations and you're going to remember those experiences, and that'll help you further in your career. So that's something that I think is really pivotal of really being in the front line to then help yourself when you're further in your career. And you don't need an internship for that, right? You can start at the ground level there, and then maybe that will help you get that internship into the specific industry that you're looking for. So maybe that's your first step. So that's one thing I would really say to do. And then another thing where luxury brands, I was actually thinking about this, and I kind of didn't realize I've always had a background in luxury brands, but one thing I really am interested in and still am interested in is the psychology behind making a buying decision, whether you're female, male, there's differences in those. So I actually have taken classes in my undergrad, as well as furthered my studies with reading books, going to workshops in my career of understanding, you know, why do women buy? Women actually buy or make the 80% of the buying decisions within a household. So even if it's the husband's coat, you know, the wife bought that. So how do you tap into the wife even when, you know, you're nodding your head? Yes. So there's that. And then it's also with automobiles, the males normally make those decisions. So how, even if it's for a female, and then there's even things that go beyond gender. So just understanding the psychology of how people are buying luxury goods. Why are you going to spend $300 for a pair of sunglasses when you could get a pair of sunglasses for $20? What goes behind that? So that's something that I was always very interested in. I did extra studies on top of that to make sure that I understood that when I am now in my career and making those kind of decisions.
That's really great, Amanda. Speaking of internships, I know the dean also had a question about this, so we can follow through with both of them, but he can even ask a follow-up. Did you do any internships, and what experience allowed you to get to where you are now?
I have a very different background of how I started. So I actually wanted to go into sports management and follow in my late father's footsteps. He was the head of the Angels and the Ducks at any given time within, you know, the last 30 years. So he is where I was wanting my career to go. So I actually did several internships with the Angels. I also did internships with some of the Northern California teams like San Francisco Giants and the Sharks. However, when I graduated, there was no job opportunities in those organizations. Once you get into those organizations, you don't normally leave. So I had to quickly pivot. So I was able to network, and I obviously my father had connections within the industry. So I was able to get in to internships. However, I did also make sure I was diversified. So one team I did marketing, one team I did finance, which I did not like, but I did it. And the other team I did community relations. So I tried to make sure that even though I was still staying within sports, that I diversified myself and made sure that I was kind of having all the touch points within the organization. So even though I went into Oakley, which really the only connection was the fact that it was sports, I was able to take those skill sets that I learned and bring them into the industry that I was currently in. So I think that's one thing I would encourage students to do is not be so, it needs to be the perfect internship in the perfect industry. You are able to take skill sets and learnings and show that you're a hard worker and pivot that to maybe the industry that you really want. So I think that my career is definitely been one, and my mentor used to tell me this, like, your career is sailing and you don't sail forward, right? You don't just kind of go straight. When you are sailing, you have to tack with the wind. And so you have to go back and forth, back and forth. So, you know, who would have thought 10 years ago that I would end up at cosmetics and something that I'm actually very interested in, but I was so sports focused. So to answer your question, I did have internships, but it didn't really always correlate exactly where I am today. However, it did build the foundation that I just continued to build upon to get to where I wanted to go.
That's the beauty of internships. You can learn whether you love finance or not, because, you know, you should pursue your passion. Sports was one of your passions, and you sort of pursue that indirectly through your early career involvement in Oakley. You know, so another switching gears a little bit, Amanda. So you oversee team members, you have people, you know, on your team. What are some of the things that you're looking for when you hire members on your own team?
Yeah, so something that I definitely look for is team dynamics. I grew up playing sports, like you said, so I understand the importance of how teams work together. That doesn't mean everyone needs to be exactly the same. Everyone has different personalities. It contributes to a team in a different way. So one thing that I really look for is a certain personality that will gel with the team. So I think just being your true authentic self when you're interviewing is really important, because if I need somebody who's more of an executor, like that's okay if they're not comfortable with speaking. But if you can show your in your interview that you are someone who is able to have assignments, deliver on them, go above and beyond. So that's where I like to see kind of work ethic, what their personality is like, and then also somebody who has passion and just is willing to put in the work, put in the time, is really loving, wanting to love what they do and work for the team to get to the end goal. And then also that they've built the background of what that looks like, or the, you know, they've kind of been working towards their goals. So I'm willing to take risks on people that maybe don't have the most, you know, work experience, if I can see that they're coachable, that they're hardworking, that they're passionate, that they are willing to put in the work. And you know, back in the day, the work would be sitting at your desk for 12 hours a day. That's not what I mean. It's more of, you know, like I was at home and I saw that Fenty just dropped a new concealer and it competes with our concealer like this. And this is what clients are saying. And I think we should run a campaign to counteract it. And that's where it's like taking that initiative to be so passionate that maybe you're home on the weekend, you don't have to, but you're seeing these things and you're wanting to combat some what competitors are doing. That stuff I love to see. And that stuff I do too. You know, my husband sometimes yells at me, but you know, you get off your phone. I'm like, well, someone just dropped something. I got to look at it. So having that passion and bringing that to the workplace is something that's huge for me. So, you know, it's not a one size fit all, but I definitely think being passionate and having that kind of come across, as well as being willing to put in the work. And we actually just had a great hire who started off as our receptionist, and I didn't know anything about her. I just knew she was a lovely face and she was so always smiling and just had such a great presence to her. And little did I know, she had this huge video background, and I come back from maternity leave and now she's in our video department doing all of our social media editing and everything. And so it's like, it's crazy. You know, she was so passionate. She got her foot in the door and then she was able to pivot to what she really wanted to do very fast. So I think that's kind of what I look for, is people like that, that have a goal and they go get it.
That's really great. I saw that your LinkedIn background is do what you love. So can you expand to tell us how Chapman helped you find what you loved as well?
Yeah, definitely. I had such a great experience at Chapman, and I actually won the most passionate negotiator while I was there, because I forget what we were negotiating exactly, but I got so heated and passionate about it that it just like really came through apparently. So, you know, when you're working, you're with the people you work with and the brand. You know, I have a relationship with my brand, the Too Faced Girl. Like, she is a person that we think about all the time. And I'm with that brand and that team more sometimes than my own family. So it's something that when you're at work, you want to be passionate about something. You want to enjoy your time. You want to be loving it and not dreading it. And I can truly say that I go to work, you know, most days, because some days there's, you know, finance and budgets and things that are not fun, I'm not going to lie, and hard kind of conversations you have to have sometimes. But I would say 90% of the time I go to work and I am excited. I love what I do. I love the team that I lead. I love my boss. And so you want to spend your time doing something that drives you, and you shouldn't do something that makes you the most money and things like that. Like, that shouldn't be, at least in my point of view, the path you take. So kind of like we talked about earlier, I love sports. So that's where I really wanted to start my career. Then I ended up going into optical, which never thought I would, but was so passionate about that. And now I'm over in cosmetics, where that's something that obviously I've always had a, you know, relationship with my whole life as being a female, but never thought I would go there from a career. So I think that identifying what you are passionate about and then really working hard to get into those industries so that you can just really enjoy what you do, and that's going to create a better output, right? And then that's going to be better performance, and that's going to be better career growth, because you're just enjoying what you do. So that's something that I've been able to luckily pivot and move throughout my career to work for brands that I love and people that I love also. And it's been a really fun ride.
I don't think that there's any better way to end this particular episode than, you know, to you have really showcased your passion for people and for the different brands that you have been with. So we have had the pleasure today to talk to Amanda Munoz, who is MBA class of 2013 from Chapman, and who is now a director with Estee Lauder. So we wish you the best and a lot more success in the future. And thank you so much for talking to us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hi there. Dean Henrik Kronqvist here. Before we go, I want to give a very special thanks to Chapman University alumni and MBA, Caroline Reebok, who produces this podcast, and Arduous alumni, Lauren Belzer, who is our social media and communications manager. If you want to watch this conversation on YouTube, we'll include the link in the description of this episode. You can also keep up with us on social media at Chapman Arduous. New episodes of the Campus to Career series air every month. We've got a lot of great talks coming soon, so be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to this now. See you next time.